One Piece Card Game Storage Guide 2026. Sleeves, Leader Cases, Deck Boxes, Playmats. Kenji here. One clean decision at a time, and the whole table becomes easier. Use opaque sleeves for the 50-card main deck and a clearly different sleeve color or design for the 10-card Don deck. Protect the leader in a legal identifiable sleeve or rigid case. Keep the full load in a box with room for counters and spare sleeves, and use a dark mat when webcam readability or zone clarity matters. Official tournament rules allow no more than 2 sleeves per card. One Piece has 3 visually distinct card jobs before the first attack: leader, main deck, and Don. Treating all 3 as one pile makes setup slower and remote play harder to read. Kenji's loadout turns the official separation into a calm physical ritual. Distinct sleeves, one visible leader, a box that fits the real double-sleeved load, counters that cannot scratch cards, and a mat dark enough that camera and opponent can read the C. The minimum protection kit for One Piece card game: use opaque sleeves for the 50-card main deck, and a clearly different sleeve color or design for the 10-card Don deck. Protect the leader in a legal identifiable sleeve or rigid case. Keep the full load in a box with room for counters and spare sleeves, and use a dark mat when webcam readability or zone clarity matters. Official tournament rules allow no more than 2 sleeves per card. Protection follows use. Sleeve the deck being shuffled, give it a box that fits its actual thickness, and create one labeled home for everything not in a deck. A mat earns its space when it improves handling, camera contrast, or zone clarity. Which sleeves should you buy, and how many? Official One Piece tournament rules require legal, uniform sleeves and permit no more than 2 sleeves per card. The main deck and Don deck should be distinguishable. The leader must remain identifiable. Bring matching spare sleeves so a split or marked sleeve can be replaced without creating a new pattern. Buy one extra pack in the exact same color and finish when event replacement matters. Sleeve backs must be opaque and uniform for competitive play. Inner sleeves add protection and bulk. Use them for expensive or heavily handled decks, not automatically for every common in the house. How large should the deck box be? Capacity numbers describe cards, not your entire ritual. Count the sleeved deck, sideboard or separate deck, rigid leader holder if applicable, tokens, dice, and dividers. A nominal 100-plus box may be perfect for commander and comically large for an unsleeved teaching deck. It may also become tight once double sleeves and thick tokens arrive. Choose a box that prevents movement without crushing cards. Keep dice in a separate tray when they can grind against edges. Binder, archive box, or display case. A side-loading zip binder is for a curated set, trade pool, or valuable cards you want to inspect. A divided bulk case is for searchable inventory. A rigid display or top loader is for the small number of cards whose condition or presentation deserves it. Do not overfill binder pockets, stack heavy binders flat in unstable towers, or treat an ETB-style cardboard box as waterproof archival storage. Label bulk by a rule you can maintain: set, color, type, or deck job. Is a playmat worth it? A playmat is worth it when it keeps cards off a rough or dirty table, makes sleeved cards easier to pick up, defines zones, improves webcam contrast, or turns setup into a consistent ritual. It is optional when the table is clean, smooth, and private. Store mats rolled with the art outward to reduce edge curl, or flat if space allows. Do not crease neoprene into a deck case. A neutral dark mat is the most reusable and camera-friendly choice. The One Piece locals and webcam loadout lay out the complete kit before choosing a bag. One leader, one 50-card main deck, one 10-card Don deck, distinct legal sleeves, at least 10 matching replacement sleeves for the main deck, spare Don sleeves, counters or dice that cannot scratch cards, and a mat if the venue or remote setup benefits. Then, choose the smallest box and bag that hold that real load without compression. Keep the leader in a protector that preserves identity and handling. The leader is information, not decoration. An oversized or reflective case should not make it difficult for an opponent or camera to read. Keep rigid cases and dice in a separate compartment so their corners cannot press into sleeved cards during transport. For webcam games, use a dark, low-glare mat and diffuse lighting from both sides rather than one harsh overhead bulb. Position the camera so leader, life, character area, stage, main deck, don, deck, and trash are visible at once. Test card text readability before inviting an opponent. Visual clarity is a form of sportsmanship. At locals, reset the same zones every round. Count the main and don decks before leaving home, avoid food and open drinks in the card lane, and replace a damaged sleeve immediately with a matching spare. If an organizer gives an instruction that differs from casual practice, follow the current event policy rather than an old forum screenshot. After play, remove grit from the mat, let any moisture dry before closing the bag, and record damaged sleeves or missing tokens. Store the active deck ready, not half-sorted with trade cards. The whole point of a disciplined loadout is that the next voyage begins with choosing a leader, not searching the house for the 10th Don card. What should you check before the next purchase or event? Keep trades and collection cards outside the active deck compartment. Between rounds, the only cards entering the play area should belong to the registered list, leader, Don, deck, or necessary tokens. This protects deck integrity and makes cleanup obvious. If the event uses deck lists, compare the physical deck with the submitted list before leaving home. For travel, put the deck box upright in a padded compartment and keep water in a different sealed pocket. Write contact information inside the bag rather than on a valuable deck box. Photograph the complete loadout before a major event. A simple visual checklist catches the missing leader faster than confidence does. What One Piece card game players repeatedly get right players preparing for locals consistently mention separate main deck and don. Sleeve colors, a protected leader, spare sleeves, dice or counters, and a mat. Deck box discussions note that double-sleeved main decks plus don. And accessories often fit comfortably in a commander-sized 100-plus box, but rigid leader holders and dice should be tested rather than assumed. The durable pattern is modular. One dependable sleeve line, one appropriately sized box per active deck, one labeled home archive, one binder for cards that deserve browsing, and one mat or clean surface. Buy replacements before novelty. Use the Amazon buttons below for exact products where the listing is viable. Prices and sellers move. The product identity and job are the recommendation. Final verdict. Buy sleeves and a correctly sized deck box for the active one-piece card game deck first. Add labeled bulk storage or a binder when the collection proves it needs one. Add a playmat when it improves handling, zones, or camera contrast. Frequently asked questions. Do one-piece main deck and don sleeves need to be different? They should be clearly distinguishable so the separate decks cannot be confused. Different colors or designs are the simplest solution. Can I triple sleeve one-piece cards in tournaments? Number current official tournament rules permit no more than two sleeves per card. What size deck box fits a one-piece deck? A 100-plus standard card box is a practical choice for a double-sleeved 50-card main deck, 10-sleeved don, leader, and modest accessories. Test any rigid leader case and tokens. Should the leader be in a rigid case? It can be for protection and presentation if it remains legal, identifiable, and easy to handle under the event's rules. Always check current organizer guidance. What color playmat is best for webcam one piece? Official guidance recommends a dark playmat for better webcam visibility. A solid dark mat also makes zones and card edges easier to read. What should I buy only after 10 real games? Buy only the upgrade your completed games identified. Exact singles for a deck problem, storage size to the collection you actually use, or a mat that solves a real table or camera issue. Do not let randomized product replace diagnosis.